Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Lots of things to talk about related to President Trump. But first, Poland shot down drones that entered its airspace during widespread Russian attack in western Ukraine on Wednesday with the NATO member calling the incursion an act of aggression. Ruh-roh, does that mean NATO is going to get involved? Or is this going to be just considered an isolated type event? I guess it will depend on how Russia reacts. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said that he was in constant contact with the NATO Secretary General. Tusk has called for an emergency meeting of the Council of Ministers. Poland's military command said drones repeatedly violated Polish airspace during the Russian attack across the border. And operations against these violations had now concluded. The radars tracked more than 10 objects. Those that could pose a threat were neutralized. Some of the drones that entered our airspace were shot down. Searches and efforts to locate potential crash sites are ongoing. Urge people to stay home in some of those regions where this was occurring. And Russia's defense ministry did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment. Secretary of State Marco Rubio been briefed. CNN reporter Caitlin Collins had said this on Tuesday. State Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm sure we're going to hear more about that. Okay, because that is not a good sign. And if NATO gets involved, you know that that includes us. So this is definitely on the precipice of what you would call an escalation, for sure. All right, a little closer to home. Need some good news? You got it. Today, actually yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis announced the Heritage Foundation ranked Florida number one, baby. Number one in education freedom for the fourth consecutive year. That's awesome. What does that mean, education freedom? I'm free to go to school if I want. Free to not to? No! No, this really, a lot of it has to do with the school choice. That's your educational freedom. In Florida, we're committed to ensuring parents have the power to make the education decisions that are best for their child. Florida offers a robust array of educational choices, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, that's right. And that's why they're a national leader in education freedom, parental power, and overall K through 12 education. So that's a fourth consecutive year. that Florida's received that award. And along with that, so you've got number one for education choice due to empowering parents across Florida. Number one for civic education because of Florida's requirement for students to take a course in civics and use the classical learning test for admissions at state universities. Number one for academic transparency due to Florida's expansive legislation allowing parents to access classroom materials and Florida's Parental Bill of Rights. Also, number one for teacher freedom due to Florida's alternative pathways to entering the teaching profession. So that's an excellent sign. Education really is so unbelievably important. And I know in a lot of areas in the country, math scores are down and they're suffering. So a lot of that has to do, apparently, allegedly, by the things that I've gathered, has to do with teachers' unions. And, you know, their stubbornness, per se. But in Florida, hey, it's not perfect. We still, it's always going to be a constant battle, you know, to raise the scores, to raise the standards, to get all the kids on board. But the fact that Florida is so connected with the parents, that really, I think, is very, very important. You need parental input. You need to have parental involvement. And I think with a lot of parental involvement, you're going to take care of what has been the longstanding problem, is trying to get the test scores up for the lowest quartile, the least performing. That's always been the challenge. And that has a lot, honestly, more to do with home than it does with school. But the idea of connecting the parents could help to bridge that that gap and help to bring those scores up. So that's a good thing, right? Oh, what's going on with our friend Lisa Cook from the Fed? Uh-huh. Remember, Trump said, "You're fired." And she said, "I don't think so." Well, a judge has come out, and the judge is backing up Ms. Cook. Yeah, nominee to be a member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Anyway, she passed muster back in June 21st of 2023. So she is a Biden appointee. So a federal judge just yesterday blocked President Donald Trump's unprecedented effort to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Quote, "President Trump has not identified anything related to Cook's conduct or job performance as a board member that would indicate that she is harming the board or public interest by executing her duties unfaithfully or ineffectively." This came from Judge Jia Cobb, an appointee from Biden, like I said, as she granted Cook's request to stop the attempted firing. Now, think about those words. No, there's nothing that would indicate that she is harming the board or public interest by executing her duties unfaithfully or ineffectively. Yeah, that's part of the idea of cause, but there's also another part. You're in the financial world, and you lied to financial institutions. Now, is that completely... So here's, you know, the attorney for Lisa Cook said, called the allegations of mortgage fraud, called them vague. I don't think they're, yeah, unsubstantiated and vague. I think if you look at the mortgage processing paperwork, it's pretty clear cut. She claimed that this was her primary residence, and that one was her primary residence. And you can't go, oopsie, I didn't know. No, that's not going to fly. But for right now, a federal judge has stepped in. And, oh yeah, Trump just doesn't have the power to fire them. But the president has the power to appoint them. That seems kind of odd. Oh, they don't want you, they don't want you to stack the deck in your favor. Okay. 616 on the Bob Rose Show. Or in favor of the economy or of the American people? Okay. We've got so much more we've got to get to this morning on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Happy Hump Day. Happy Trump Day, my friends. Yep, we're going to get through it. It is 621. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Immigration, Customs Enforcement, ICE agents arrested an illegal alien with 49 prior criminal arrests in the sanctuary city of California, along with several other illegal aliens across the U.S. I mean, these numbers are just, they keep going up. They're as to be expected. These are criminals. These are bad people that the Biden administration invited. You see, it is so much worse. I love how the lefty media just, they kind of glossed over the whole thing. Well, first they denied it. Border. What border? The Southwest border. What about it? There's people streaming across it. Oh, there's no problem at the border. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to believe us. Secretary of Homeland Security. What was his name? Lion Sacco? Lion Sacco, yeah. Yeah. He lied to us. They all lied. And it wasn't just, oh, we opened the borders. They're those NGOs, non-government organizations around the world, handing out plane tickets to get people like to Mexico City and then to cross the border. I mean, it couldn't have happened at the volume that it occurred by accident. Even with social media, it would take time. And some of these people coming didn't necessarily have the wherewithal to come up with $1,000 for plane fare. But the Biden administration helped them every step of the way. Did they put in a real screening process to make sure that bad guys didn't get in? No. And not only did they not do that, and clearly that's the least you could do if you were going to invite all these people. But they weren't even screening people for things like COVID, tuberculosis, polio. They, first of all, they really couldn't at the border. They were overwhelmed. And then, of course, you know, Biden undid everything that Trump had in place. So they ran wild over the borders. And we're going to suffer the consequences of this ongoing for a long time, even even if you get somebody great in there to follow Trump and they continue to work at a breakneck pace, it is still going to take all of those years. And you're still not going to be 100%, but you'll be better off than, well, than we've been and what we are right now. And it's everywhere, folks. It's everywhere. Congressman Kat Kamick that said to us once, like, every town is a border town. I know we've had local sheriffs say that, too, as well. Yeah, every town is like a border town. Well, Polk County, right? Sheriff Grady Judd. Who would dare break the law of that town when they know that guy is serious? So they get a call, the sheriff's office, Polk County. Hey, we got this guy here. Looks like he's dead. I don't know what happened. Inside a home. You don't know what happened, huh? Well, law enforcement does their job. They get to the house. They check the guy out. Okay? Still not identified, and I don't know if that's they haven't released it because they don't know next of kin or because, well, several witnesses lied about their identities. You know where this is headed, right? These were illegals. So when they examine the 21-year-old, they're like, he didn't die in this house. Unless the roof caved in and you quickly put a new one on, because it looks like this guy has been run over. Yeah. And there ain't no road from the kitchen to the bedroom, which is a whole nother joke. But so this guy's dead. He's in the house. They go, hey, this guy was run over. Oh, after more investigation, talking, asking questions, yeah, it was a deadly hit and run at a Florida trailer park, happened over the weekend, and it turns into an immigration bust because these six Guatemalan men were in the U.S. illegally. And what really happened? Well, it sounds like he was run over in a driveway Saturday night during a party at one of the trailers where nearly everyone, quote unquote, was drinking alcohol. Fire water. A witness told traffic homicide detectives that the man was lying down in the driveway when Poncio Cinto Ramirez, 52, got inside a van that was parked in the driveway, put it into reverse and backed over him and continued driving off. Hey, he had to keep going. The liquor store was going to close in 15 minutes. Partygoers yelled at him, hey, you ran somebody over. But he just kept going. Wow. So they asked for IDs. They didn't present them. A couple of people resisted arrest. Well, Sheriff Grady Judd has a couple more visitors until ICE can come by with their paperwork. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 6:39. Remember, you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Hey, do you realize it? It just seemed like it kind of snuck up on us. Tomorrow is 9/11. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, I need to know what's going on in the air in the community. Now, I just got back from vacation. I thought, well, yeah, I'm kind of out of the loop. And I really haven't seen or read. Greg found some information, and I'll share that with you. But, you know, are we beginning? Is this starting to fade, this kind of event that we said we'd never forget? But we are nearly a generation out now. And, you know, there's a large percentage of the population that wasn't even born yet or were too young to understand. So we've got to make sure that people remember this. 9/11. You know, World War II now, again, you've got that generation, they're 100 years old. And they are passing at an incredibly rapid rate. I mean, they have been, and there's not many left, frankly. And with that goes the real stories of what went on. It's so much better than textbook. The people that lived it, people that experienced it. And so 9/11, you know, I hope that it has faded. You have to admit, it has faded. We got to bring it back. Not necessarily the trauma of the event itself, but just to remember that there are people in the world that are evil. And no matter what, you could be vulnerable. Live in the greatest, you know, safest places. We're not going to be attacked. We were. Thousands died. City of Gainesville is going to observe the 24th anniversary of the September 11th attacks with a ceremony in remembrance of those who lost their lives as a result of those acts of terror. And this will be 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, City Hall Plaza on East University. Joint Honor Guard from Gainesville Fire Rescue and Gainesville Police Department will open the event. On this National Day of Service and Remembrance, community leaders will ask all neighbors to honor the victims of the attacks by observing the day with acts of kindness, generosity, and service. And that's a good idea. So as we get more information of different events that are taking place, we'll share that with you. If you've got some stuff you want to let us know, you can do so. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. And we've got a lot going on. I mean, some of your top stories. A judge has blocked Trump from being able to fire Lisa Cook. She's a member of the, you know, the Fed Reserve, the Board of Governors. And the judge said, yeah, I mean, you know, you have to have cause. It's like, what about lying on three different mortgage applications? You're the primary resident. I mean, this is somebody who works in the financial world who lied. Lied about something, you know, fairly important. And it's not like, would you really have some sort of a trial? It's like, it shouldn't go to that. I mean, it should be easy. It should be happy that all you're doing is getting fired. But no, she's fighting it. She's defying it. Biden, she's a Biden appointee. And they do appoint them to these long terms. Is it 15 years? So they appoint them to long terms, and I get that. You want some stability. You don't want it to be purely partisan, your picks. But, you know, even if you get your quote-unquote picks, there's still only so much control you can exert. And see, that's why the news organization never dig deep. The main reason why, if we're being honest, is because when you start talking about the Federal Reserve, eyes glaze over. I'm talking like Krispy Kreme hot donuts now glazing over. And it's a weird kind of a setup. But it's not, you know, it's not, you say the Fed. They never should have been allowed to call it the Federal Reserve. It should have been called the wealthy family bankers. Wealthy family, the WFB. The WFB has met. And they will decide how much fig off the top, what percentage they're going to charge you, right? Just like a loan shark. And we're going to take this amount of percentage off the top. Who are you to dictate that? Well, some corrupt politicians got together in 1913 in Jekyll Island, and they passed the whole Federal Reserve Act, really unbeknownst, literally like in the middle of the night. I think it was like in December, like Christmas, you know? People are home decorating trees. They're like, we have coming up with a Federal Reserve. You know, picture the picture Danny DeVito's character, the Penguin in Batman. You know, with their little like pinch your hands. Oh, it just also happened to be when they came up with the idea of income tax on your earnings can be withheld. What a great idea! Yeah. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, with plenty more to talk about on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. One of your top stories, the strike in Qatar. And Trump not happy about it. Apparently, Netanyahu's gone off the range, man. He is operating somewhat independently, one would say. Unilaterally. Yeah, and Trump wasn't happy about it. And he had to send everybody out to try to kiss and make up and let the folks in Qatar know, hey, not that. Sorry, that wasn't our plan. And, yeah, it won't happen again. And, we'll, you know, bending over backwards. Yeah, he's not happy. Apparently, the action itself was in response to a terrorist attack in Jerusalem. But, you know, to go into Qatar and they didn't give us a heads up. That's... I think the Netanyahu relationship with Trump is still strong enough to where, you know, they're going to work it out. And it's, I can tell you right now, it was probably a case of beg forgiveness instead of asking permission. And that way Trump can play and maybe really is, you know, like the good guy in the scenario. And he can reach out to Qatar and say, oh, we're so sorry. We'll find out. Well, I was going to say, we'll get more information. Yeah, maybe not so much. But, yeah, that probably wasn't a good thing in terms of, like, overall diplomacy there in the Middle East. But I think it could end up being a good thing and work itself out when it comes to further squashing Hamas, which has to be done. There's no half measures are going to be good enough. Hey, I want to make sure you never miss a minute of the show. You can just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't drink and drive. Bad things can happen. Like a wreck. Like, you kill yourself, you kill somebody else. Not good things. Don't drink and drive. We've heard it our whole lives. But the idea, the concept of stopping drinking and driving goes all the way back, in fact, to this day in 1897. A 25-year-old London taxi driver named George Smith became the first person ever arrested for drunk driving after slamming his cab into a building. Smith later pled guilty, fined 25 shillings. It's a little more than that now. In the U.S., first laws against operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol went into effect. New York, 1910. In 1936, Dr. Rolla Harger, possibly Harger, a professor of biochemistry and toxicology, patented the drunkometer. Yeah, that was a good time for everybody around the bar. No, actually, the drunkometer was a balloon-like device in which people would breathe to determine whether they were inebriated. I mean, 1936? That's pretty good technology. In 1953, Robert Borkenstein, that's Dr. Borkenstein to you, a former Indiana State Police captain and university professor who had collaborated with Harger on the drunkometer, invented the breathalyzer. Not nearly the cool name. They should have just said it's the drunkometer 2.0 But they didn't have two-point anything back then, did they? But it wasn't long after the invention of the automobile, they had to invent laws against getting in said automobile and driving inebriated. Would have thought. And then, in their infinite wisdom, of course, they went and eliminated all parking lots in front of bars. Not. Hey, this could be a problem. How could we eliminate the problem? Let's make it really difficult for people to drive to the bar. You know, which was great when you were in the neighborhood. You had your neighborhood bar. But then those sprawlers, those evil suburbanites ruined it all. Anyway, yeah, the drunkometer became the breathalyzer, and easier to use, more accurate. And the breathalyzer was the first practical device and scientific test available to police officers to establish whether someone had too much to drink. It would gauge the amount of alcohol vapors in the exhaled breath, which reflected the level of alcohol in the blood. So, yep. Probably one of the best inventions related to drinking and driving was that Uber concept, that Lyft concept. I know cab's been around for a while, but this made it possible really in all areas. Yep. A lot cheaper than a DUI.
Big time.
Even if you leave a substantial tip. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.